talking to you again.
Nice talking to you again. How is the weather over there? I was just telling them, you know, now is such a happy time coming to the end of the year. And I was saying, is it because the holidays are coming up, they're getting to drink a lot, eat a lot, get away from all those crazy workers and their bosses at work? I don't know why they're such happy people coming to the end of the year, but from January or a little, the second week of January to September, they seem to be very angry people. Why is that?
But where, in which country?
Anywhere.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I don't know. I tend to be on the happy side of things.
I tend to be on the happy side all the time. But I don't know, it seems to be a cultural thing, a common culture, you know, coming to the end of the year, people tend to smile and be more friendlier. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Christmas, you know, spend time with family.
Maybe,
know,
yeah, it's
the holidays, you know?
It's looking forward to relaxation, downtime.
Yeah. I figure so. But today we're going to be talking about you, though, and this woman of the 21st century.
Oh, great.
And I pronounce her name pretty good, I think. So, I've had practice since the last time.
Go on. Let me hear it.
Gabriella Guglielminotti-Trebell.
Perfect. Well done, you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm a good student. So we're talking woman of the 21st century. And, you know, persons would have known a bit about you from before, but just in case you didn't listen to the previous episode, I'm just going to tell you that you were born in Italy. You're a master practitioner in neurolinguistic programming in Florida, and you've traveled around Europe, Asia, Africa, America, and Antarctica. You're an author, speaker, visionary, and coach who educates women about their feminine cycle and helps them gain confidence, authority, and fulfillment from their body and in life. And, you know, I don't want to spend much more time speaking about that, but, you know, we want to go straight into it because we have lost some time, and I really want you to get over your points, you know, before the show ends, because we have probably about less than 15 minutes to spend on the show.
Okay.
Now, the thing about it is that you're talking about woman of the 21st century. Give a description of what that woman looks like.
Okay. I have a vision that I call the woman of the 21st century, and is actually a woman, in simple words, who is in contact with her body, and as such, she feels great about her body, about what she feels, about what she thinks, etc. So it's a woman who actually because she is connected with herself, with her body, and there isn't this gap that is the problem for so many women in the past, has been in the past, but also in the present, which is not feeling comfortable with it, because we all fall under the spell of the media, of the conditioning that could be cultural, societal, or even just from our family. And so we come up as women who are not really happy about who they are. And that has been definitely valid for me, for myself, but I've been working with women now for several years, and I can see that's a bit across the board. So a woman of the 21st century, I think, is a woman who eventually embraces herself, her body, and with the body, the emotions, all her thoughts, and all her dreams, and lives life to the fullest. Meaning whatever comes up for her. We all know we have dreams and we want to achieve them, and that's great. Mm-hmm. And we also know that life does throws at us at times some challenges. And so what do we do in those instances? It's in those instances that we fall, we feel insecure, and then everything comes up to the surface for us. But if we are aware of our self, our mission, what we stand for, then it's different. We still go through the challenges, as we all do, but we have a peace of mind, a clarity, a joy that still drives us.
Yeah. Now, what you're saying is that the woman of the 21st century needs to accept who she is. It's an acceptance, it's a confidence, it's a boldness.
Yeah.
It's, you know, don't try to be somebody else.
Exactly.
So whatever your body type, whatever your personality, whatever your likes, dislikes, whatever your goals and dreams, that's you packaging a nice, you know, little body, little human.
Yes.
Somebody just needs to accept who she is and try to live the best.
Yes.
That they
yes.
can be.
Yes, appreciate. Because the thing is, what we all have done, or if unaware we still try to do, is to please somebody who is supposed to be out there and look for us. But that somebody doesn't really exist. The only person we can please is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only by pleasing ourselves first that we can understand more of ourselves, and then we become a gift for the world.
So what kind of person were we before? If you're stressing off woman of the 21st century, what happened to the woman of the 20th, or the 19th, or the 18th, or the 16th century? What's the difference between those type of women and the woman that you have your vision for now?
Yes, I think it's time for the planet to change and to live in joy. And if women don't embrace themselves and accept themselves, change things around. And so far, for a few thousands of years, women have been pretty much repressed or kept in the foreground, but in the background. And it's time for us as women, all collectively, to wake up to the beauty of who we are. And I won't say conquer the world, because the world is already us. We are a majority, you see.
Why not? What's wrong with that? We're the 21st century woman. We need to take over the world.
Yeah, well, okay, let me specify. I think it's a peaceful revolution.
Yeah.
It's a revolution of joy, of embracing ourselves and being proud of who we are, without having like kind of ego at men, at society, or whatever, because that creates again bad vibes, negativity, and I think we could have so much more fun with a more joyful world. As you were saying in the beginning, you know, people tend to be stressed, nervous, angry, and etc. And is it really necessary?
Well, no.
No.
But I understand your point. I mean, the book really is on us as women, us as individual women.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Not necessarily to go out there to fight anybody or convince anybody.
No.
Or try to repress anybody just for us to step up in life.
Yes.
You know, it's not to push down anybody for us to elevate ourselves. We could elevate ourselves without having to have a battle or
yes.
You know, conflict and all those different negative sort of behaviors and attitudes. So I do get your point. And we want to live in harmony, because it makes no sense after a woman elevates herself and she feels confident and accepts herself that you spend your rest of your journey fighting with anybody, and
yes,
it just makes no sense. You want that harmonious relationship with the other gender,
yes.
You know, because we have to coexist. So I understand your point. Now, and I do see what you're saying about women having to be more submissive in the past and, you know, more in the background, and I've been able to come forward, you know, but the thing about it is, Gabriella, that when we try to do that, we are looked upon like, who do we think we are? And that's not really you, and you're trying to be a man in a man's world. You know, how do we deal with that? What are some tips that you can give us to step up without having to give the impression? Even though it's not our impression, it's other people's impression of us. We can't change other people's impression. But what can be done about that?
Yeah, well, I've been into personal development world for 3 decades, the best part of 3 decades, and I really explored it a bit. I'm not saying the whole lot because it's almost impossible, but for a woman or a person anyway. But out of my experience, I can say that the thing that helped me the most after all these different exploration of different trainings, therapies, etc., has been my feminine awareness. And why? Because as we happen to be women, we happen also to have a female body. And our body works in a way that is different from men's. It's just the way it is. And so if we maximize how our body works, we can just feel better, feel happier. And I'm very practical here. Our body as a female is run mainly for the majority of our life by our feminine cycle. And for whatever reason, society has kind of called it a curse, or it's been taboo for such a long time. Now, everything that is taboo generally has got some power. So I'm calling all women and say, hey, look at this. There's nothing that has to be ashamed of, because nature designed us in this way. The menstrual cycle is actually gives life and puts us in a situation every month that we go through the creative circle of life every month. So the sooner we realize how that works, the better it is for us to cooperate with it. And so we can maximize the different stages we go through the month every week, and so we can feel okay with it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like kind of, if you're aware that something is going to happen, you are almost prepared, right? As yeah. I was saying at the beginning, you know, life will throw at you challenges. That's just the way it is. It's part of the package. But if you are feeling great in yourself, you will accept that in a very different way. You will approach it in a very more positive way. And that's exactly it. If women know that in their body it's okay, because it's designed that way, to go in different stages every week, so then they can arrange their life according to it and maximize it. And what I'm saying, just to be again very practical, a woman goes in 4 phases. And these 4 phases are very simply, just in a nutshell, the pre-ovulatory phase, which is the week after a woman has ceased to bleed, and then the ovulatory week, which is the following week, week 2, and then we have the premenstrual week, which is week 3, and then the bleeding week, when women generally breed, if they are not on any contraception or whatever, and it's week 4. Now, these 4 weeks can be compared to the 4 seasons, the normal season that we all know, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And why I compare them? Because everybody, generally speaking, has experienced directly that type of situation and energy and what it looks like, what it feels like, etc. And so, just to be, again, very simple, I'm saying to women, think about it. If you are going through spring, summer, autumn, and winter every month, you won't feel the same. As a consequence, you will feel like doing different things, thinking different things, feeling different things, and there's nothing wrong with you. So be aware that if a society, the family, the friends, whoever, your partner, expects you to be the same, which means linear, you're not going to be. Even just that, it will help women so much. It helped me tremendously. I always thought I felt that I was wrong. There was something wrong with me because I was impatient, or maybe I was feeling very outgoing, and then I was feeling very much more reflective, etc. This is what all of us experience, but generally speaking, there's nobody out there validating this, informing us about this, and so it's so much easier to feel, oh, I've done something wrong, and there's something wrong with me, I'm not okay, etc.
And I tell you, Gabriella, nothing is wrong with me because my body is doing its own thing, whether I understand it or not. I know that nothing is wrong with me. If I feel no pain or any such thing, nothing is wrong with me.
Absolutely.
That is just how I see it. And there's nothing to run to the doctor about or anything. But we're running out of time, Gabriella. And I know that you have your book that would have explained it a bit more and given some details so that persons can access that. Could you give us some idea how they can access that book?
Yes, I wrote a book and published it in 2012, and the title is Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning. And it's the story of my travel to Antarctica that I did in 2008, and it's an honest report of what I thought or felt went through in that trip, and really uncensored. So just saying all the things that it's an inner journey, so I openly wrote about all those things that we sometimes think, oh no, I don't want people to know that, it would be they will think I'm silly or whatever, you know. And I done it because I wanted to give something back to the world. I feel very, privileged that I came across so many people, trainers, that really helped transform my life. And so I always learned so much from their story, and I thought, if I do the same, I don't know who is out there, but there might be somebody who can actually be inspired by that. And so that's why I did it. And people can find it on my website.
The one cycle, the whole idea about the different seasons, they can get some more from your website. Would you mind giving them the...
Yes. My website is flyinginspiration.com. Flying, F-L-Y-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiration. INSPIRATION, like the flying and the inspiration, puttogether.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Gabriella. I mean, this is just a repeat. I mean, we're going into it and we're mentioning about, just uplifting women and letting them know that they need to embrace who they are, be confident in who they are, and to be better able to embrace who you are. I mean, the woman's cycle is very significant in that process, and you need to understand the different seasons that we go through so that our relationships can be a better one, not only at home with your spouse or your better half, but with people at the office and friends and family and just the general public. Thank you so much, Gabriella. I really appreciate you being here again. Sorry for the technical difficulties and misunderstanding.
Thank you.
But we are here once again, and I think it's a better audio, and I'll be sharing it with you and sharing those links and your book on the episode page.
Yes, and listener, if they want to get hold of my book, I can donate it to them as long as they contact me through the website.
Not a problem. Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you in the UK.
Thank you. Thank you to you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.